The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Get up with Brian Gondy.
Oh, yeah, it's an estrogen party up in here. Gondy is unfortunately away sick. Producer H is stepping up to the plate.
I felt like California girls just had to be there. Just saying. Yeah, Gondy is away sick, unfortunately, this morning. But
hopefully he will be back tomorrow, but we've got a big show.
Show rolls on, including the secret Katy Perry day this week.
If you can't wrap your head around this, Producer H, essentially a day has been picked, one day this week. We don't know what it is. Even you don't know what it is.
I haven't even been trusted with that information. Which
it's
is wrong.
Right here in this envelope, and we will open this on Friday. But essentially, you need to get yourself on air every day this week on the show. Mm-hmm. And if you are on air one day this week, you're in with a chance to win tickets to see Katy Perry.
One day this week, every caller that gets to air will be going to see Katy Perry live.
That's a good deal.
It's massive. Plus, you get
limo transfers.
There it is.
Like, that's the biggest part about going down to Sydney to see a concert.
And
you know?
It takes, especially if you're getting that on the train, it takes forever to get down there, or you've got to sit in traffic. If you're going to sit in traffic, you may as well do it in a Top End limo.
Exactly right. It's all thanks to Top End limos arrive in style like no other in an 11-seater stretch limousine, and the limo waits there for you. You go to the concert, you come back out, the limo's still there, it'll take you home.
And the first chance to get on air with us this morning is with Tradie V Lady.
Exactly right. Now, could today be the day? Mama Di texted me yesterday. She thinks it's a Tuesday.
She's got a feeling in her waters that it's a Tuesday.
She literally said that. She goes, I've got a feeling in my waters. It's a Tuesday. Can I call up and get on the show?
How did I know there'd be a Kath and Kim reference in there somewhere?
Always is.
Get up with Bree and Gondy.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
We thought, Rach, we would do a bit of this morning.
I don't give a shit news.
It's all the news you don't give a shit about.
And let's be honest, there's been a lot of it this week.
There's so much stuff, like especially on Daily Mail, on news websites where I look at it and go, who is clicking on that? Sometimes it's me.
That's the thing. Sometimes it turns out to be clickbait and then you get annoyed with yourself that you got sucked in and it's just nothing.
It gets me every time. But this morning, Rach, Gondy is away, so we thought we would bring in an actual newsreader, Em from the newsroom.
Good morning.
Good morning, Em.
So if you haven't heard it before, usually Gondy and I would read out a story that we think is stupid and then Producer Rach would pick the story she cares less about.
And normally it ends up being one that I pick that I like. And it's normally about cats or Ed Sheeran or something like that.
Ridiculous. So this morning, Em, we're going to put you to the test. Mm-hmm. We're both going to give you a headline of a story and then you're going to pick the winner, which will be the story you care less about based on the headline.
Okay. The story I don't care about.
Yeah, exactly. The one that you don't care about is the one that wins.
Okay.
So pick wisely, because the one you don't pick, you're going to get some more info on this morning. All right. Who wants to go first?
I don't mind, I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
Okay.
Hit her with it.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle spark engagement rumours again.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Interesting. Oh, Em looks enticed.
Yeah.
I don't know about it, Rach.
I love the royals.
Anything
to do with the royals.
All right.
I'm in.
My headline, here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian reveals the photo she most regrets.
I don't give a news.
What could it be?
I'm going. Yes, I'm going winner. Kardashians. I don't like the Kardashians.
That means I'm the winner.
As soon as you said her name, because even I went,
no, that's for no one.
Okay.
I actually didn't mind the story once I read it.
My story is no one cares about it anymore, so not read it out.
Sorry.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have touched down in Africa for a romantic holiday. So basically, all this buzz has come out of nothing. They've gone on holidays to Botswana for Meghan Markle's 36th birthday, and everyone's like, oh my God, they're getting engaged.
Is she 36?
Wow. Birthday.
I wonder how old Prince Harry
is. He turns 33 next month.
Yeah, I was going to say,
she's
early
30s.
She looks amazing.
She does. I thought she was like 20s.
So did I, actually.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, so she's 36. She's 4 years off being 40, and they went on a holiday for her birthday. And now people are like, oh my God, they're getting engaged.
That sucks when you're at that point in your life and you've been dating someone and then you go on a holiday and everyone thinks every holiday is an engagement
but
holiday.
But have they been dating for that long? Engaged. I feel like it's so new still.
Yeah, maybe.
Unless it's like the royals and everyone's like, Harry, you're 33.
Probably been on the chop, down low for a long time.
Imagine Harry getting to unwrap that present every night.
Really? I mean, she's gorgeous, I mean, and I've got a woman crush on her, but really?
It's her birthday, but, you know, who's getting the real presents?
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Think about this, Rach. Mm-hmm. You caught the train to Sydney, which is a reality for a lot of people on the coast.
Especially right now as well, going to work, yeah.
You've got all your stuff, you're ready to go, you hop off the train, and as the train doors close, you realise you've left something on the train.
I feel like everyone has done this because I have done this.
What did you leave?
I think, I remember because it's scarred in my memory, went to the Easter show one year.
Yeah.
On the way home, now I was lucky because I got about three different show bags. On the way home, the train's pulling away.
Not the birdie beetle.
I'd left it on the...
Oh, not the birdie beetle.
I'd left it on the show, on the train. My show bag was gone.
Well,
devastating.
If you want it back, it could be at this year's auction for Sydney Trains Lost Property.
Not sure if I want eight-year-old chocolate back, but hey, other stuff might be valuable.
I don't know what you're into. This was really interesting to me. Sydney Trains Lost Property, they're having an auction which is run by Pickles Auctions.
Yeah.
And you can bid on all the lost property that people have left on the trains in the last, years, I think. And you know what's even better? Is that you don't have to go anywhere. It's all online.
Oh, okay, now you've got me.
Yeah, so I've posted the link to our Facebook page, CFM Facebook page. So if you're keen on some technology stuff, because a lot of the stuff... at the auction is going to be technology-based, but we've got a grab from one of the guys from Channel 9 talking about the trains.
Every week, 1,500 of us leave something behind on the silver slugs that are Sydney's trains. And when found, they boomerang their way here, each piece of property tagged and catalogued and looked after like a silkworm.
Okay, what kind of stuff is there?
So I've done.
This is what I want to know.
I've done the research for everyone.
Yeah.
And I've gone onto the actual auction website and I've picked out some of the stuff that's on this website.
Ooh, okay.
So there's tons of phones. If you're looking for a new phone, there is a bunch.
$10 says there is an old Nokia 3315 floating around because they never die.
I don't know if anyone's going to purchase that. But
they've
yes.
probably still got their own from 20 years ago.
Exactly. There's plenty of those on there. There's saxophones, a tuba, MacBooks.
How do you leave a musical instrument on a train?
Seriously, I played the saxophone when I was like 12. I would have left it on the train too. I hated that bloody thing.
Phone falls out of your pocket. This is a big item.
Especially a tuba. I'd be leaving it on the train as well. Stuff that instrument.
See ya! They're like waving to it as it goes.
I know, right? There's MacBooks, blood pressure monitors, a cat scratching pole, if you're in the market for a cat scratching pole. Very cheap. The only bid on that is a $5 bid at the moment, so you can pick that one up nice and cheap.
They can have it.
A box of assorted unused products. So that's a lucky
no.
tip. So they're all unused. They're brand new.
Are you sure, though?
The box of assorted used hats, though.
Nah.
I'm probably going to go a
that
big no on that.
That is how head lice spreads.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big no on that one. But you can pick that up really cheap.
For 50 cents.
A little bit more, but there's a lot of hats, like a lot.
It could be an old
there's also
collection.
A bunch of watches in the auction,
see,
even Rolexes. You can head to the Facebook page right now.
I'd be checking out Rolexes.
Seriously, pick yourself up a bargain and maybe even, you know, some diseases as well.
Yeah, it could be.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Something happened to me the other day which made me realise... that your sense of smell is amazing when it comes to bringing back memories.
Oh, what about smell taste?
What?
You know when you smell something and you...
Oh, you automatically taste it?
Yeah, I hate that. But, yeah, it's so true when you smell something and it reminds you of something.
So this was smell terror.
Okay.
So
overreacting, mate.
When I was younger, my mum used to drive... a Hyundai XL, mm-hmm. which had a tape player in it.
Okay.
And she would, for some reason, I would have been about maybe 6 or 7, and she would play, I don't know if you know this, Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds. So you know War of the Worlds?
Of course she did.
In the 70s, it sounded like this. So basically,
you poor kid.
It told the story of the War of the Worlds from this couple's perspective, and they had like spoken words, and there was like 5 or 6 tapes that she used to play, and this song was about this woman losing her husband because these Martians came down in their big spider things, and they shot laser beams into like a ship.
Yeah, this is making a lot of sense, actually.
Right?
You now. How you've turned out.
I've been scarred for life
because
by War
of
the Worlds. Right? So that used to happen and we used to listen to it. But I walked into my house the other day. No, let's get past the fact that I'm scarred for life by War of the Worlds. Thank you, Mum. Walked into my house the other day and my mum wasn't well. So she was firing up, like an air purifier. But it had eucalyptus oil in it.
Do you have to put in for the filters?
No. That's all it. So I walked in and my brother was over visiting and I smelt this eucalyptus and I went, and I shut it and I looked at Adam and I was like, why? I said, I automatically think of War of the Worlds. And I cringe because I didn't like that. I had nightmares about War of the Worlds when
Who
I was a kid.
Who does like that?
No, right?
The real question.
Okay. So I walked in and I went, Adam, why does eucalyptus, it just creeped me out. I had to leave the house because it scared me that much.
So you associated eucalyptus with War of the Worlds.
Right? And my brother had the answer for me.
Why?
My mum used to have an oil burner that plugged in to your power outlet.
Okay.
And she used to burn eucalyptus. So her old Hyundai XL mm-hmm. smelt like eucalyptus at the same time that we would play this stupid.
Isn't that weird how your brain makes that association?
I had no idea. And I was too young to remember.
Yeah.
And it was only until my brother goes, oh, yeah, Mum used to burn eucalyptus oil in the car, that I went,
And you do that cringe thing.
I'm like, see, Mr. Burns.
Hey, it's better than what I associate eucalyptus oil with.
Which is?
A bad experience in Thailand.
Nah, come on.
Seriously.
Bad massage?
Oh. Not good.
So bring in eucalyptus oil.
Had to get a pregnancy test.
Oh,
on that
God,
massage.
I don't want to know.
Get up with Free and Jaunzy. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
What do you get when you mix kids trying to win 10 grand? You get a bit of this.
Get ready.
Red Energy, proud supporter of the community. Bree and Gaundy's Battle of the Schools, 101.3 CFM.
Ooh, the survivor style.
School v school, going in the draw to win this $10,000 for their school. It's pretty big.
And it is all thanks to Red Energy. They are doing amazing things, like the kids in the studio we've got right now. Even the sponsor gives 110%. Red Energy, a proud supporter of the community, and they have made Battle of the Schools happen.
Yeah, this is awesome. So this is going to run for the next couple of weeks, and mm-hmm. we've got schools all over the coast who've registered who are going to go head-to-head to ultimately crown our winner of the 10 grand.
We have in studio with us this morning from Gosford Public School, Bastion and Arabella. Morning, guys.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Just jump right there. Close to the mic. There they are.
And we've also got from St. Patrick's in East Gosford, Andy and Isabella. Morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys feeling?
Nervous. I have no idea what I'm doing.
It's totally fine
Don't
to feel
lie,
nervous.
Andy. You're
fine.
Like a silent assassin over there, I bet.
He was quick on the buzzer. We did a quick buzzer check before, and he was very quick on the buzzer, weren't you, Andy?
Yes.
Try again. Go. Buzzer. Oh, see? He's got it nailed.
So the buzzers will be, obviously, St. Pat's for St. Pat's and Gosford.
So we've made it. Pat's can shorten it. Gosford can say Goss if you really want to.
Let's test it out for Gosford Public School. Test your buzzer.
Gossy.
Like it.
Yeah, all right.
And I like your
Pat's.
Style.
Pat's.
Ooh, in sync too. All right, so we're going to do best of five this morning, guys. So there's 5 questions. So the first team... I'm very short, so I can hardly even see you guys over this desk right
You're
now.
You're the same height as most of these kids.
Exactly.
What grade are you guys in?
Six,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So there you go, Rach.
I could fit in. I could work it. So best of five this morning. So first people to answer with their buzzer. It has to be with your buzzer first. You have to buzz in. Get a chance to answer the question, okay? Are you ready?
You're ready to go, guys?
Bree is your quiz master this morning. Here we go.
Just a heads up, I probably wouldn't know the answers to most of these.
I tested her before and she struggled, so.
Here we go. All right, guys, you ready? Question number one. For Battle of the Schools, St. Pat's versus Gosford Public. Here we go. Question number one. What are the three primary colours?
Gossie.
Gossie's in first.
I think Gossie was in just.
Just.
Red.
Yes.
Yellow. Blue.
Oh, Bastion, he's on the board.
That is correct.
Nice
one
work,
for Gosford. Don't worry, St. Pat's. You've still got plenty
That's right,
of
guys.
Time. Just remember, nice and loud so we can hear
nice
you as
and
well.
Loud. Right into the mic, guys. Get nice and close. Here we go. Question number two. What type of animal is a black mamba?
Gossie.
Oh, Bastion's in again.
Snake.
It is a snake.
It's correct.
All right.
Two to Gosford, one to Pats. Come on, Pats. You got
Come
this.
Come on, Pats. You got to get in there. Just get in there. Just give it a give it
give
a crack.
It a red hot go.
So right now, it's best of five. If you get this one, guys, Gosford Public School, Bastion or Arabella, you will take it out this morning. Question number three. How many vowels are there in the English alphabet?
Pats was in. Pats he was
in
quiet,
five.
But
He's
he was in.
Nice
very
work,
quick.
Andy. Silent
Correct.
Assassin over there, I told you. Nice
Silent
and loud,
Assassin.
Guys. Nice and
loud.
Loud for us. Two to Gosford Public, one to St. Patrick's. Here comes question number four. Ellie pays $30 for three books. How much is each
Pats.
Book?
Gossie. Pats was in first.
$10.
Correct. Nice work, Isabella.
Ooh, no. Okay, here it is.
Here we go, guys.
Final question.
I'm way too excited.
It is two apiece. Make sure you're nice and loud for us, guys, so we
nice
can hear.
Nice and loud
here we go.
With the buzzer, guys. This is for the win. Question number five. Will a helium balloon go up or down?
Pats. Oh.
No.
They've taken
He's
it out.
Done it.
Unbelievable. Isabella and Andy. Nice
Can we get
work.
A round of applause for yeah! Boston?
I'm telling you. Bastion and Arabella, what a game played.
Bastion and Arabella came out to a mammoth start, but St. Pat's, I've got to give it to you. That was an amazing comeback.
I feel like all
comeback.
Of them knew all the questions though, right?
Yeah, you guys knew
Bastion
all the questions
Bastion and Arabella,
well.
You knew that last one too.
Mm. It was just when Andy, who we said was the silent
He's
assassin.
Quick on the board.
He is very quick on the board. Well done, guys.
Great
team
so much. Morning. St. Patrick's Primary School goes through to the next round.
It is our Battle of the Schools here at CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out. The Central Coast. 101.3 CFM.
This one is for the yoga lovers,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you're not even a yoga lover. Oh.
Mum and Dad text.
Good morning.
It happens.
Interrupt the show. Anyway, let's read out this text real quick. She said, I can't believe those bunch of idiots can't make a decision. What a bunch of. And then she's put a swear word in there about
has.
Marriage equality.
Mama Di's getting fired up.
She's fired up this morning because obviously Parliament, yeah, said a big no to the Parliament vote yesterday.
Does Mama Di want to have a rant?
She might want to. We
after 8 o'clock.
On. We might get her on after 8 o'clock.
Hero so that state. She can stop interrupting the show and she can actually have a rant.
Well, let's not give her a platform, for God's sake. I want to talk about yoga for a minute.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of yoga?
I've been a couple of times.
Yes.
I've been to Kundalini yoga.
Okay.
And normal yoga a couple of times.
But not a massive fan.
No, I don't go all the time. I'm not very flexible and it, yeah.
It's actually really
it
hard.
It is really hard.
What about goat yoga? Think of yoga. Baby goats running around, people doing yoga. This is an actual thing.
I think I've seen a video for this.
Yes.
And they're in the middle of downward dog and the goats are jumping up on their back.
That's exactly what happens.
Yes.
And it's absolutely adorable because I thought, yoga, I don't mind it. If there's baby goats there, I'm signing up.
Hell yes.
This is coming to Sydney.
Is it?
They're saying it's over in America at the moment and the person who's invented it said, don't go to the class expecting a normal yoga class where you have to concentrate because half the people are doing yoga, half the people are playing with the baby goats.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
Do you have to wear some old clothes just in case they start?
Probably. All right.
Like, what happens if you're halfway through, you're in one of the warrior positions, and they start nibbling?
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. A baby goat, you know, they can get away from you. But like you said, downward dog, obviously that wouldn't be a part of the baby goat class.
No.
Crouching tiger, you're not doing that pose at the baby goat class. I thought, let's get a jump on it, Rach, and let's start our own version of these type of classes. I've got a few ideas. Do you want me to pitch them to you?
Okay, yeah, here we go.
So I'm thinking this is going really well for these guys. They're making some money off of it, goat yoga.
Yep.
What about horse gymnastics? You use the horse as the beam.
Instead of a pommel horse, you use a normal horse?
Exactly. I mean, a little bit dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Horses can move. Yeah, you haven't thought that one through.
I haven't thought that all the way through. What about sheep Pilates?
Again.
You're in your pose.
Nibbling.
Cute little baby sheeps.
Oh, baby sheeps are right. I thought you meant the big one. Could you imagine doing a back bend over one of the big sheep?
Yeah, and it's soft if you fall on it. I might squish the sheep.
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, it's very similar to goat yoga, so I haven't really done much thinking there, but I've got the winner.
Oh,
something
here we go.
I love.
Uh-huh.
A class that I go to a lot. We actually all in this station go to a lot of these classes. What about puppy F45?
Oh, my God, yes!
So F45, it's a normal F45 class, but there's lots of puppies
there. There's just puppies everywhere. They say that exercise gives you endorphins. We're just doubling it by giving you puppies.
Seriously, I am onto something. I'm going to make millions.
Let's call Jack Colravy from F45 in Gosford.
Well, just everyone bring their dogs.
I'll just bring my dogs into F45 next time.
Seriously, I probably would get a lot more unfit because I would never exercise.
Just be playing with the puppies instead. There could be an issue of like some pooing in a couple of places too, but we'll work on it.
There's already
we'll
that work issue.
Come on, Santa Monica.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
So due to the fact that Gaunzi is away sick today, we have brought in the big guns.
In from the newsroom.
Woohoo. She sounds so excited.
She may bring the news, but Em, I bring the wins on this show.
I'm not going to lie, this year has been breezy.
Well, not for this game.
Not for this game,
really
but
bad
for every
game.
Other game. But you are playing for people. Tracy in Umina is on Team Emily, and Vanessa in Erina is on Team Bree this
morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Both of them. Advanced, Tracy. Right there, both of them on the list if today is Secret Katy Perry Day.
Exactly.
They
so they've,
tickets.
Just for saying one word, they've already could possibly win themselves some Katy Perry tickets. It is time for our 1 second song challenge.
That means Em, get out.
All right. So Em is leaving. For those that haven't heard this before, basically it is 1 second of a song, 20 seconds on the clock, and as many songs as you can get in that 20 seconds. Brianna Tomasell is up
first.
Song,
title or artist?
Title or artist. Okay. So if it's a collaboration, you can get any artist. I'll allow you any artist on that track.
Okay, great, because I haven't been going well. You've been definitely catering towards Gaunzi.
No, I haven't.
I think you have.
I have not. I've been choosing interesting old school songs that we play here at CFM and maybe some Ed Sheeran in there somewhere.
Of course.
Every
you
now
have.
And again because it's right. Ed Sheeran. Okay.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Are you set?
Okay. Let me get in the zone.
In three.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Three.
Oh, I'm in the zone, yeah. Go when you're ready.
Three. I'm going this time no matter what. Three, two.
Okay, come on.
One.
Dua Lipa.
Yep.
Save Tonight.
Yep.
Pass.
Loving can hurt.
Ed Sheeran.
Yep. Yo,
listen. Blue.
Yep. Blue, yep. I-65. Blue is fine.
Oh, I love her. Ella Henderson.
Yep.
Ellie Goulding. Oh my God, I've killed it this morning.
She has smashed it. Five. Five, Brianna Thomas.
Haven't had a round like that for a while.
No, you haven't. There
I
was
feel
only
bad now. I don't want Em to lose.
There was only
I love
two.
Her.
Two that you missed?
Two that I missed, I think. I'll go get Em.
No, you only missed one. You got six.
Boom!
You only missed one. You got six. I miscounted. I apologise. Okay, Bree's just gone out to get newsreader Em.
Here she comes. She's ready.
She's coming back in. Are you ready? Are you set? Are you pumped up, Em?
I'm nervous. Are you a competitor, Em?
How'd you go, Bree?
Not going to tell you.
I went pretty well.
Okay.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Come on, Em. You can do it.
Nice and close to the mic so I can hear you, Em.
All right.
All right, so 20...
No pressure.
20 seconds on the clock, just to explain it to you in case you didn't hear. 20 seconds on the clock. You can name the artist, any of the artists, if it's a collaboration, or the song title.
Okay.
And you can also pass if you don't know
so
it and you're stuck.
You can pass and then go back to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can go on
but
to the
But you have
song.
To go back to it within the 20 seconds
yeah.
as well.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
But if you're stuck on one, I'd pass. That's my advice. Go for it.
In three, two.
Third Eye Blind.
Nope.
Pass. Pass.
Loving can hurt.
Ed Sheeran.
Yep. Yo, listen.
Blue.
Yep. I
keep falling to the river.
Something, something. Pass. If you get this one, I'll give it to you.
Oh, what's her name? Ali. No, not
Ooh.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, you're no. Blue. If you get it, I'll give it three. Two.
Pass.
Oh. You went well at the end.
You did. You not started
really.
Getting good ones.
Damn.
That's embarrassing.
Could we go through them?
Okay, you can go through them really quickly. Here we go. So, Dua Lipa's Be The One was there. Eagle Eye Cherry's Save Tonight.
Who did you say? Third Eye Blind.
That was E17, It's All Right, and I didn't realise, but it was actually the last song that we played in the DJ Konski mashup just before.
Was it really?
It was, and I was I like, ooh. Loving can hurt. Ed Sheeran's Photograph.
We played it.
Blue, Eiffel 65. Ella Henderson's Ghost.
Yes, I got that one.
And Ellie Goulding's Burn. Brie.
What did I say? Ariana Grande.
You got there. Brie managed to get them.
How many did I get?
Brie got six.
Oh! And usually, Em, you would know I don't go that well, so I'm happy with that.
She scored herself six this morning, which means the lovely
Vanessa and Erina.
Vanessa and Erina has scored yourself tickets to Andy Grammer this morning.
Yes!
Well done,
Thank
Vanessa.
You.
You're welcome, Ness. Did it for you this morning.
Yeah, good work, Brie.
Thanks, girl.
And well, also, both of them, stellar performance, Brie. You just got a stellar performance from Vanessa.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You can don't miss Andy Grammer performing his hit Fresh Eyes and Give Love at the Metro Theatre Sunday the 15th of October. Tickets from tickettech.com.au. Vanessa's got herself a double pass.
Tracy's on the list for Secret Katy Perry today as well. And so is Vanessa as well. She was on the air too. So both of them are on the list if today is the day.
Full of tickets here at CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Oh, it's a whole lot of estrogen up in here.
Yeah, it's just gotten worse. I didn't think it could get worse, but it has because we've
whole
got...
a whole lot of ovaries just in the studio.
We've got three lovely ladies from our... A couple from our sales department, Vashti and Megan, and Alana from our promotions department, because I have something a little bit fun for the ladies to talk about.
It's a new product.
It is a new product that has just been released, and it is called... The tartar towel.
I mean, it's for ladies mostly, but some men will probably
some
enjoy
men
this
might
too.
Want to enjoy it as well. Basically, it's a towel that wraps around the back of your neck, and it has like I don't know
two how pockets.
To, two pockets
that cradle
That's
the girls.
Best, there.
That hug the girls nicely after you get out of the shower. I mean, anyone with big tartars would probably know that it's not very comfortable, especially if you have to make a dash for your room. You know what I'm saying? Vashti, I'm looking at you. Really taking someone's eye out before, haven't you?
Wow, you're looking at me.
I mean, let's be real, Alana. You're pregnant and you still have nothing.
Alana, Alana, I wanted to get in this morning because Alana, unfortunately, does have little tartars.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
You are, pregnant though, Alana, and that's why I thought this might be able to help you as well because, Vashti, you and I are on the big tartar train.
Yeah, you got big Twin Everest, don't you?
It's basically basically for boob sweat is what they've invented it for. They've invented it for boob sweat. So if you're doing stuff around the house.
What, like vacuuming?
Great. Vacuum. That was like,
look
see,
how on board Vashti is.
It's for vacuuming. It's if you're doing housework. They said you can wear it under a T-shirt or you can just let it free and just wear the tartar towel by itself.
Oh, down to the beach.
Down to the beach.
That's
How
a statement.
Good's that?
That's a statement.
Come out of the beach, whip your bikini top off and put your tartar towel on.
Hey, it's great. If you haven't seen a picture of it, you need to look it up. Can we post
We'll post
picture
the picture
it?
To our Facebook page because there's a bit of an article here on our, or you can head to our website, cfm.com.au, is where the article is. Basically, it's just come out. People are loving it. Unfortunately, Alana, it is for C cups to H cups.
Well, do you know what? I wouldn't be caught dead wearing it anyway because it is ugly.
No, it's not. There's all different colours.
Yeah, no, it's awful. There's no chance in the world I'd ever be caught dead wearing
it. I could see Vashti wearing a leopard print one.
I haven't seen it.
I'll post it to our Facebook page. But basically, ladies, $45.
Oh.
Would you go there?
That's expensive.
Would you go there for it?
I get my bras from
Big
Kmart.
Big bras are expensive.
They are.
We can't get them from Kmart.
Training bras don't count. No, tartar towel. In all honesty, Vashti, we're looking at you right now.
Well, it depends what it looks like. But it sounds very practical. So it'd be something I'd be looking into.
Something Vashti has really needed in the past. Vashti, look, I'm not willing to charge $45, but come over, I'll get a tea towel and I'll make my own.
Brianna Tomasel's tartar towels.
Here at CFM.
Oh, God.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
A song that you and I are both loving this year, and it's so good to see her back in the charts, is Kesha. And she released her first song in 4 years, and she announced that she's touring. I think that was at the start of the week.
Yeah, North America she's going to be touring. She hasn't released the rest of the world just yet, but even to see her back touring,
I know, is awesome.
Is incredible, yeah.
But the song that she released off the album first was a song called Praying, which is this
I
one.
I hope you're somewhere praying, praying.
It's only about maybe a month old maximum.
Yeah, it's not too old. It hit the top 10 here in Australia. Mm. It's going really well. It's off her album Rainbow. But one particular note in the song that everyone is talking about, and you can't help but sit up and notice, is this note.
But some things only God can forget.
And that's when you realise, that's when you sit there and go, nah, Kesha was not all auto-tuned. That girl can actually sing.
And you can literally hear the pain in that one note of that song. It's unbelievable. Have you seen the reaction videos online?
I haven't. I haven't seen any of these just yet.
So it's literally just people on YouTube listening to the song and reacting to that one note. Take a listen.
Come on, Kesha. Let's go. Ah, yes! I forgot this note! Okay. That whistle she just threw in her voice. Dude, this is amazing.
It is amazing.
First guy's the best.
I know, right?
I forgot about that note.
You get it, girl. I thought this morning, Rach, I'd love to put people to the test, and I'd like to find someone on 13, 12, 16 who thinks they can match that Kesha note.
You and I thought we could last night driving home from dinner.
Do you and I want to give an example?
Okay.
Have you got the note there that we need to mimic? Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
We can just, okay.
Oh, do you want to go together? Be away from the mic a little bit.
Yeah, because this is loud. No. Okay, here we go. This is what we're talking about.
Ready? I'll go first.
But some things only God can forget.
Well done.
Not bad?
Not bad at all.
I feel like I hit it.
Mm.
If you think, let's see you, Rach. You ain't getting away.
Okay, here we go.
But some things only God can forget.
Pretty good.
Kesha.
Pretty good from you, producer Rach.
Kesha.
All right, here's your opportunity right now on 13, 12, 16. If you think you've got what it takes to hit that note. And also, if you get on air right now, just with your note.
Katy Perry's secret day.
It could be today.
And the best one.
Yes.
We're going to dish out some Andy Grammer tickets as well.
Oh, so there's, you're getting everything right now. 13, 12, 16
is the number.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
One of the bangers that have come out of this year is Kesha's latest in the last 4 years, Praying.
I hope you're somewhere praying.
The funny thing about this song is that it is such an emotional, it kind of feels like it's going to be a ballad.
Yes.
And then towards the end,
it gets so powerful.
She whips this out.
But some things only God can forget.
I would go as far as saying that note is iconic.
It will be.
Won't it?
It will be.
Because it's really different and it's something that, like, when you hear it, you're like, oh, my God. And then you're like, that's amazing. Like, it feels like just emotion pouring out of her.
It's almost Whitney Houston.
Yes.
I Will Always Love You kind of.
That kind of note.
Anyway.
We thought this morning on 13, 12, 16, I want to hear people give it a crack this morning. Do you think you can match it, Michelle in Gorrican?
I'll try.
All right, Michelle, here is your moment.
That's all we're going to ask, Michelle. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, okay, wait for a moment, Michelle. Here we go.
But some things only God can forget.
Ah!
Are you okay, Michelle? Did you get attacked just
yes.
then?
Yes.
Are you okay? Michelle, that was brilliant.
That was so good, Michelle. Very well done.
I'm not going to lie. It did sound a bit like a scream.
It did
but,
sound
you know.
Like someone was chasing her. But that's still good.
This is interesting. Ant in Greenpoint on 13, 12, 16. Morning, mate.
Morning.
How are you?
One of the fellas. I'd love to hear your take on this, Ant.
And I reckon you got it in you. I reckon you've got a big, big voice.
I'll give it a crack.
You'll
Come
give it a
on,
crack?
Mate. Let's hear it. Do it for the fellas this morning.
Right, here we go.
Wait for your moment. Here we go.
Okay, Ant,
not bad.
Ant definitely got attacked.
Not little bit pitchy, Ant. I will
Ant,
say.
Yeah, you will a little bit. Were a little bit pitchy,
but quite good, I must say.
Thank you.
How do you feel? Do you have your breath back yet, Ant?
Yeah.
That was awesome, Ant. That was great.
Kira in the entrance. Morning, kids.
Hi.
Morning, do you think? Kira. Do you think you can top Ant?
Probably.
Are you a singer, Kira?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. This could be good.
Really quickly, Kira, where are you right now? Because this is going to be hilarious if you're stuck in traffic somewhere.
I just dropped my daughter off at school, but I'm just heading to Tuggeranong, so I am stuck in traffic.
Yes.
Again. Wind down those windows, Kira.
You, anyone that's on Wyong Road or around Tuggeranong, if you hear someone scream, it's just Kira in a car. Are you ready, Kira?
Yeah.
Okay, right, here we go. Here's your moment.
The
phone cut out because it was so loud.
Kira! That was insane!
I feel like, did you break the glass on your car windows? On
Are your
car
windows
windscreen?
Okay?
Yeah, and my mum's used to it too.
So your mum's eardrums haven't burst as well. That was insane. All right,
Kira's mum's heard that a few times.
She's like, oh, it's just Kira again, don't worry.
Let's go to Alicia in Chain Valley Bay to round us out this morning. Morning, girl.
Good morning.
All right.
Have you got it in you, Alicia? Big breath.
Of course I do.
All right, here we go.
I like the confidence.
Here we go. But some things only God can forget.
Well done,
Alicia.
Very well done.
Well done.
Oh, God, there's been some good ones this morning on 13, 12, 16.
My favourite was Pitchy Ant. That's his new nickname now.
Oh,
always work, mate.
If he was
pitchy
on Australian
Ant.
Idol, they would have said a little bit pitchy, but a lot of emotion from Ant.
I've got to give it. I don't know if you're with
Ready?
Me.
Ready? Let's say it at the same time if we're on the same page.
Three,
two, one.
Kira.
Oh,
yes! Kira, you nailed it this morning, which means you've scored yourself your Andy Grammar tickets.
Nice work.
Awesome.
You know when you're blowing out the speakers and it cuts out that you're hitting those high notes.
It was just too good. It was too good, Kira. But for everyone else that was on the line just then, you did get on air. So it does mean that if today is our secret Katy Perry day, you could have scored yourself some tickets to Katy Perry. It's all thanks to Top End Limos. Arrive in style like no other in an 11-seater stretch limo. Anyone that gets on air all this week is one step closer to Katy Perry tickets.
I hope it's today because that means all four of those geniuses right there will get tickets to see Katy Perry. And Kira also gets those tickets to see Andy Grammer. You don't want to miss Andy Grammer performing his hits Fresh Eyes and Give Love live at the Metro Theatre Sydney on Sunday, 15th of October. Tickets from tickettech.com.au.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3. CFM.
You're on the list for the secret Katy Perry day. If it is today.
Mama died
Thank
text.
You very much.
Nice work, Holly.
I'm sorry, Holly.
Oh, Mama
she's
died.
Just she's just interrupted. Thanks, Holly. You are one step closer if it is for Katy Perry, if it is the Katy Perry day today,
exactly.
to getting tickets.
She will be getting tickets.
Mama
died
has just
on.
Interrupted.
She said, she goes, I reckon I could do that.
Oh, really?
Oh, is she talking about the Kesha note? Should we call her right now?
I reckon she is talking about the Kesha note. And I reckon she,
to be honest, producer Rage, knowing my mother, Mama Di, she is the most horrific singer. Like, I've inherited her bad singing skills, and this is going to be absolutely horrible.
So, is that a yes to getting her on then?
Yeah, go on, give her a call.
Okay, hang on, I'm just typing it out. Here we go. Let's see if she's going to answer us.
Come on, Mama Di. Let's see if she's all talk but no action.
You never know with your mum. She may not even answer,
she might be running scared.
Oh. Morning.
Morning.
Morning, Mama Di.
Morning, Mum.
How are you going?
Can you stop texting me during the show? I've told you about this.
I'd like to have my input.
Your input in the form of... Maybe she... Are you just trying to win Katy Perry tickets, Mum and I?
My word I am. I reckon I know which day it is.
Do you? Do you feel it in your waters?
Yes, I do.
What day do you think it is?
Thursday.
Okay, interesting. Well, we actually don't know, so it could be any day.
You could just throw any day out and we'll say,
literally. Oh. But that's interesting. Thursday, okay.
You wanted to have a go at this Kesha thing, Mum and I?
Yes, I reckon I could nail it.
Okay. Bree's been embarrassed. Mom, are you embarrassed, Bree?
Yeah, because I know how bad of a singer you are, Mum.
You got this, Mum and Di. You're fine.
Oh, God.
I reckon I've got it.
Are you ready, Mum and Di? Here we go.
All right, Mum, when you're ready, here we go. Wait for it. But some things only God can
forget.
Wow.
I think I just called the cows in.
That's my mother, people.
I love you, Di.
Honestly,
Thank
Mum.
Thank you for that.
Have you had a couple of vinos this morning? What are you doing?
I think anyone listening would need a couple of vinos.
Seriously, Mum? Honestly?
Can we end the show on that?
You know what my mum gave me? Yes, we can end the show. My mum gave me a saddlebag ass and she gave me a horrible singing voice.
Mum and Di, can you just do the note?
Perfect.
Can you do the note? Can you do the note one more time?
No,
we're going to end the show on it. Mum and Di, come on.
No,
I've got you back here. Here we go.
Honestly, turn down the radio.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Here we go. But some things only God can
forget. Sounds like my year 12 sporting
challenge. We're done here. See you, babe.
Oh,
Free and
Gordy.
Back tomorrow. Bye. Love you, Mum and Di.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.